In the modern world, we're exposed to marketing activities every day. By means of mass media, we are increasingly bombarded with reasons why we should use one product or service rather than another. Here is a good example.
I've got an order for you, Chef.
Oh, yes, what is it?
Table 6 wants a blimp cocktail.
A blimp? I think you mean a shrimp cocktail.
Mm. And the beer soup.
I think you mean the bean soup, don't you?
Yeah. And a bowl of beef glue.
What? Let me see that menu.
OK.
Who made this copy? It's all smeared and wrinkled. I can hardly read it.
Well, table 4 wants chicken frisbee.
Oh, fricassee.
What the hell is corn on the cab?
Oh, God, these copies are terrible.
Yeah, but what the hell can I do about it? Our copy is always jamming up.
I know. Get me a Minolta.
I don't see a Minolta on the menu. Oh, you mean the minestrone soup?
No. I mean the Minolta 310 copier.
Uh-huh.
The Minolta EP310 has this incredibly short paper path that virtually eliminates paper jam.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. And the Minolta EP310 even has a self-diagnostic system.
Well, how about the football team celebrating in the back room?
What about the football team?
They want the nude cake.
I think you mean the nut cake.
No, the nude cake. The one that the naked girl jumps out of at the...
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah.
I see. The Minolta EP310 copier. A business partner you can depend on.
This radio advertisement is an example of creative marketing which we can all recognise and relate to. We're also familiar with many jingles, logos and slogans associated with well-known products. However, these are not the only ways in which we are confronted with the mechanisms of marketing in our day-to-day lives. When we visit shopping centres, examine retail displays, compare prices, deal with salespeople, or evaluate the pros and cons of purchased products from other lens, we are coming into direct contact with modern marketing. Thus, everyone knows at least something about marketing.